Hello everyone, I am here with Recycle Garbage, who is one of our quarterfinalists of the Dominion Online Championship 2023. You are a former Dominion League champion and you play a couple other tournaments here and there, I guess only the most prestigious ones. Happy to have you back. Hi.
Hi, thanks for having me. Yeah.
Of course. So first of all, what has the tournament been like for you this year? I went back to check, but last year you went out fairly early.
Mm-hmm. So I think it's my fourth time in the tournament now, I think. So the first time was in, I was just thinking the other day about this. I lost to Negative. Then last time I got to the quarter, then I got to the quarter final and lost to RTT. And then I got eliminated early by Shad. And then now I got to the quarter final again.
Yay.
So every other year.
Yes. Yes. Every other year is a strong year.
Somehow this, from the last time that I got to the quarter final, which is 2 years ago, I feel like this year was maybe slightly easier to get to the quarter final. Like last time I had to play, just to get to the quarter final, I had to play Marcus and Freaky.
True.
So it was like pretty tough opponents like that I had to go through. This year I felt like I got maybe in a luckier bracket. I don't know. Every year it's kind of random, right? So
yes.
Yeah. You could be in a bracket where you play every single good player before you even get to the quarter final, or you can be one and you can kind of, I don't know, go in a bit easier way.
Is that your experience this year? I did see that you did not have any of the like super tense 7-game matches.
Yeah, no game sevens this time. So it's been okay. Yeah. It was like, it's always a little bit stressful, but it was like, I didn't feel a big stress this year. I was kind of just playing chill and not stressing too much about it, not really practicing either. So
yeah,
somehow it worked this year without worrying too much about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, and now you're up against Veer Smith, which is going to be super cool for us spectators.
Yeah, Veer Smith is probably one of the best players. So, but I beat them one time and they beat me one time. So I think we're even.
Yeah. So
when I played in league, they beat me really badly once. Oh no, maybe they beat me twice already. I don't know. But I beat them one time to win the league that one time. So there. It's a 1-1, I guess, if that's how you count it. Probably they're a better player than me, but at least we're tied in matches at the moment.
It definitely makes for a very good... I feel like the tournament in general, like this tournament is just so fun to spectate. I don't play myself, but it's like so cool. I mean, League is cool too, but this like one...
There's more pressure, so it makes like the stakes are higher and makes everything... It's everything exacerbated, so it's like, of course, if there's a problem, it's a bigger problem. But if it's like more challenging match, it's more exciting too. So it's everything bigger.
Exactly. So were there any important or decisive moments or games this tournament that you remember?
Just the one. So I sent you one. There was one game we can probably pin it to this interview, which I thought was pretty funny slash maybe a bit of a dumb game. But it was just like a gardens workshop game, in essence, with and I took all 10 curses, maybe almost all 10 curses. And I still managed to win. I was very, very close to clicking resign because I made a really big early mistake in the game. So it was with Workshop, Gardens, Delve, and there was, I think it's called Engineer. Mm-hmm. And then at some point I bought an Engineer and then I took four Gardens and one of the early turns I took four Gardens. So I felt like, oh, I'm really ahead. Like on turn 5 or 6, I had taken four Gardens. And then in my head, I thought I clicked like something like, we'll say delve, buy an engineer. But then what I actually did, like I thought about it so much that I thought I did it and I didn't. So I just bought delve and ended my turn. And I thought there was an engineer still in my deck.
Oh no.
So I thought that would win me the garden split and probably the game. But in the end, actually I didn't buy an engineer. So I just, and I didn't even notice until I had gone through my entire deck. And I was like, wow, I really got unlucky by bottom decking this engineer. Yeah. And then in the end was just, I never bought it. And we tied I took four gardens in one turn. And then I had 3-3-3. So in the end, the garden split was tied. Mm-hmm. And I took 10 curses. So I thought, okay, for sure, I'm losing this game. And then I went for this weird strategy of like, I just started using my workshop to gain throne rooms in a game with very little action cards, and then the only other action card I had was improve. So I just was hoping my throne rooms would line up with my improve, so I could gain duchies and gain dukes. Mm-hmm. And I just got a bit lucky. And I, like, for example, if you get like a throne room improve, then you can improve two throne rooms into two dukes or two duchies or something. So that was like pretty lucky. And I had just barely won that one. And actually ended up being a pretty decisive game, and I was really close to resigning. So just like another lesson of not resigning.
Yes, yes. Even though it may seem hopeless. Yeah.
By turn 8, I'm like, this is over. I'm losing for sure. And then like, I'll just play until turn 25 or whatever. And then ended up winning. So
very nice.
You never know.
Yeah. Never resign. Not never, but.
Yeah. It's pretty sad sometimes when like, you for sure you're going to lose and you just play on like very sadly the whole time, sad face, clicking for the cards, just going through the motions.
Crying, yes.
Yeah. Single tear, like, yeah. Okay, I'll draw these three cards. Yeah. Even though you're going to lose anyways.
Yeah. But I mean, play 10 of those games and then play one game where you win and it's it actually matters because you're in a tournament.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. What do you think of your fellow quarter finalists? I think we have all of them together now. If you don't win, who do you think will?
Probably one of the strongest players. I don't know, like Mick or VR Smith. Yeah. Probably one of those two. Maybe Silly Potter, but I don't know. Obviously, it comes down to some kind of luck, and I don't know who, I didn't check the brackets, so I don't know who's playing who or what's going on. But I know that, some players that usually get to the final pretty consistently, so even though there is some kind of like luck, I know VR Smith got knocked out pretty early last year, but yeah, some players are just really consistent, so.
Yeah. So RTT is playing Mick. You play
that could be anyone's game.
Silly Potter plays Agu 03, and that means Sayumi 4 is playing Dingan.
Okay, my predictions would be just random predictions. Silly Potter wins, VR Smith wins, Mick Sanok wins, and who's the other one? Oh, Dingan versus Sayumi?
Yeah.
Sayumi wins, and then just for no reason at all. Just and then against who's playing then? Okay, then someone goes to the final and maybe Mick or VR Smith takes it. I don't know.
Okay.
Just completely random prediction. There you go.
All right. Why do you not like predict yourself though?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I don't want to like jinx it.
Yeah. Okay, let's not jinx it. Is there anything you do to like prepare for the next for the quarterfinal match or in general?
Not really. No. Probably I should play some more games, but I don't really have so much time. But normally I just, when I play, I, like last time I was kind of doing the voice chat thing and talking while I play, but actually I don't usually talk out loud when I play that much. Yeah. I usually just think, and somehow it's distracting for me to talk out loud. So like, it's a different brain function for me. I know some people can do it really well, but I'm just listening to like some lo-fi beats or something like that and just playing. Maybe vocalizing like one or two things, but really not much. So, yeah.
It's interesting.
My preparation is just to be in a quiet space and maybe have coffee, water, and then listen to some music. That's like the three things that I do.
Yeah. That's, I can totally see that. I think it's very interesting to see like the people who made quarterfinals because people like VR Smith or Mick Sanok play a lot. I guess Mick plays like the most in terms of like tournaments and like is very visible as a player. And then you and RTT do not play League, for example. You probably play more on ladder than RTT does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
But then, yeah, you are also like pretty consistent, I would say, in the tournaments that you play. So it's very, very interesting to see. Of course, like I can say for the Japanese players, there's a Japanese league, but I'm not very cognizant of.
There's a German league as well, right? That RTT plays in.
Yeah, but it's pretty small, I would say. And I don't know. I don't know how it compares to League exactly, but there's not a lot of, I mean, like the people who are most successful in the German league are also most of them playing like in the the big league, like in the main, the international league.
The big leagues.
Yeah. So I don't know how that compares to the Japanese league. Although, of course, we also have like a lot of Japanese players in the international league. But yeah, it's just.
It's for me, it's always funny because it's a big language barrier. I don't speak any Japanese.
Yeah.
And like, just, I don't know what the Japanese players are doing. And then some, for every tournament, there's like, I don't know, 20 really good Japanese players that just join in and just destroy everyone. And you're like, oh, hey, guys.
Yeah, it's true.
And they did the same with League, too. They just joined League and then won really quickly a bunch of really strong players like Jay Potter, Cider, and Kazumaru.
Yeah. Cider was really impressive. Cider, a little bit like you, because you also, like, you joined, you only played, like, 5 league seasons and, like, until you won, I guess, and then you played one more.
That was my goal, is to win. And then,
yeah, I know. Yeah,
and that was also a pandemic hobby, and now I don't really have time for that, like, scheduling matches and then playing.
Yeah.
Because often when in Europe, I think it's difficult because a lot of league players, I would say, like, I don't know how many percentage, but, like, more than half are American, so yeah. I get always late night time slots, which is like really not that great for me.
Yeah, totally.
And then I play some match like at 10 at night, and I'm just like squinting at the screen, playing like, okay, I'm gonna discard these 2 villages, I guess. I don't know what I'm doing.
yeah, totally. Okay, I guess the next question is fitting. are you planning to return to League at some point or play other tournaments?
I don't think so.
No.
It's like, yeah, too much time, too much late nights, Dominion, and yeah. But I think I would like, what I should do, what I've been thinking of doing more recently is doing more of the commentating stuff, which I think is really fun.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah, I saw that they needed commentators for League, so that's really fun for me. The only part I find annoying is recording the video and uploading it, because it takes so long, but...
Yeah, definitely. Well, the thing is, I think, like, Tracer kind of expressed the wish that more of the A-League matches should be commentated, and since, like, Haka is the only person who's, like, in our time zone, like, most of the matches are just at...
Gotta go Haka.
I mean, yes.
Yeah, I saw the, like, because I was watching, like, oh, I could, there was 2 games, I felt like, oh, maybe I could commentate these, and it was indeed Haka playing, and then I saw another one recently, and I was like, oh, maybe I could commentate this, and it was, like 2 in the morning or 3 in the morning, I was like, exactly. Okay, well.
Exactly, yeah.
Ain't gonna happen.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
But recently I've been playing, like, I've been practicing a bit, like, drums, and then, like, watching a Dominion game at the same time, because it's kind of low effort to watch, so I can really focus on playing, and then also be kind of playing, like, watching people play at the same time. So that's kind of nice.
That is so funny. I was thinking about, as a percussionist, do you watch, like, these YouTube videos where, like, drummers get a song without, like, the drums, and they are, like, famous songs?
Oh, like the Drumeo videos where they add a drum track, and then you have to guess what it is or something?
Yeah, or, like, you get a song without the drum line, and then you are supposed to, like, think of what you would do, and then they, like, play different drum lines. Do you watch these videos ever?
Yeah, I watch a lot of drum content. Yeah, so, yeah, I know what you're talking about, yeah. And there's one guy that's the drummer of Snarky Puppy. He's really good at doing that. He's, like, a really nice drummer. It's because, anyways, like, there's a lot of stereotypes. Not stereotypes, like, how would you say, like, certain things that you, paradigms that are always coming back in drums. So if you know kind of the style of the music, you can kind of guess and do something pretty accurate most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, you have a jazz paradigm or a punk paradigm, and there's always kind of the similar beats that are coming back a lot.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you, of course, know all about this. For me, it's always fun because I do love music a lot, but I have, like, no formal training or whatever. So it's, like, always mind-blowing to be, like, if you just remove, like, this one instrument, it's a completely different...
Yeah.
Song or whatever. Which
or slow
is probably,
it down or speed it up.
Yes. Yeah.
You can just take some kind of, like, I don't know, something really slow, like, and chill, like Arvo Part, and then speed it up 10 times to make it breakbeat, or the opposite. Take, like, something like a startup sound for Windows, and they slow it down like 100 times, and it makes, like, a very ambient, like, shoegazer, whatever. I mean, yeah, they have, like, really, just by speeding something up or slowing it down, you can really change the style.
Yeah. Since we last spoke, I did join, like, all the music stuff on Discord, by the way, and it's been a lot.
Oh, you're, like, also... learning about, like, different albums and stuff? I mean, you're like really in the music world as a listener, I guess, because you're in the Hochschule and you're
totally.
You're taking in a lot of music, like audio content, I guess.
I am. Every day in my office, I hear like the people practicing. and warming up the vocalists and everyone. Sometimes people just leave open their doors when they like the pianists or stuff, and you're like, excuse me, like there are people working here. I mean, sometimes it's really cool. Sometimes people play like Disney or I don't know, like the piano concerts that I really enjoy, and then it's always really fun. And I sit there and I'm like, oh my God, that's Tchaikovsky. I love this.
I saw Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto last night, actually. That's where I was doing in Ghent.
Oh, I'm so jealous. Nice.
It's really nice, yeah.
It is so good. Oh my God. Yeah, I saw like one of, like one of our biggest like concerts last semester was also like Tchaikovsky, and then someone else like of the romantic, I don't know. And I really enjoy this music a lot because it's so dramatic. I love it. It's
like, yeah. Really. The most dramatic I think is opera. It's like you cheated on me, but it takes like 1 hour to say that. You're like,
Yes.
How could you?
Yes. Emotions. It's wonderful.
You betrayed me for the last time.
Okay. Dominion. So, there's been like a Dominion explosion over the last 2 years. So, I wanted to know your opinions on the new expansions, Plunder and Allies, and the new second edition cards that we got.
Which are the new second edition cards? I can't remember which ones are the new ones.
Well, I mean, the most.
I just play the game. I don't remember which is which.
Yeah, that's true. I guess for the sake of the interview, it doesn't really matter which are which, I guess. So what are your opinions about the new cards? But obviously, like the most important new second edition card is Trail. So,
Amazing. Yeah. My only gripe, I was going to say, I love Trail. Yeah, it's really nice. It's just a nice card in every game. So. Yeah, I like Trail a lot. It just like every board makes it a bit more fun with Trail. So yeah, it's on my liked list. So there you go.
Oh my God,
it comes back
yes.
a lot for me too. Yeah.
Yay! Perfect.
Lots of Trail. So many combinations. Yeah.
Yes.
But there's gonna say that my only gripe is the same as probably everyone else has already said. Like when you buy a loot in a no buy game and then you just don't get, you get like insignia. Whatever the hammer, whatever the other ones are.
Yeah.
Figurehead, and you're like, bro.
Yeah.
Or you just get like doubloons. Like,
oh my God.
Yeah, often you're getting through your deck and then doubloons just like clogging your deck.
Yeah. Terrible. Definitely. It's also, it's
funny. And you're sitting there like with 20 money and one buy, and you're like, cool.
Yeah.
But I have hammer, so I can get like a state. That's awesome.
No, it does seem to happen like so often, like this exact situation where like you had one job. Like why?
it's a deciding factor in a lot of games I've played, so it's a bit sad. But yeah, I'm sure they'll fix that or something. I don't know. But I like the concept of the loot. It's like a lot of nice new cards. It's kind of like a new black market stuff, which is always fun.
Yeah.
But and there's only the only other one that's kind of a bit tricky sometimes is the goat. So it has the plus buy and trashing, which I think is really strong compared to other ones. Maybe I don't know if it's like a tier list. I know like hammer is probably the strongest, but I find goat to be really deciding in a lot of games too, or shield. Yeah, but yeah, goat is just like in games with no trashing, and then your opponent's getting really quickly trashed, and you're just like, yeah, nice.
Mm-hmm.
There was a game I played in the championship that I was going to resign really quickly too. It was like turn, I don't know, it was like against Lemon Spawn, and they opened like turn two cursed whatever pile, and they got like, of course you get a curse, a random card that you buy, and then you get a loot, and they got goat, and I was like,
yeah,
I think this is done.
Yeah. Was it? Did you lose it?
Yeah, I lost. Yeah. I lost.
Okay, well.
But I didn't resign. I thought about it, and I was like, no. Mm-hmm. Championship, I shouldn't resign. It's not nice. So I just played on.
Yeah.
And lost inevitably to goat.
Aww.
Probably for other reasons. Probably also because they play well. So it's not like just the goat. But yeah, I find goat to be really deciding. Yeah. The thing is, like, when you're like two very good players, then the smallest thing can just quickly change the tie. Because if you're assuming that no one's making any mistake or whatever, then you're both playing really well. Then it's just like one person getting a bye and then one person getting an insignia. And you're like, all right, nice.
Yeah. So I guess like the other big new mechanic and plunder are the traits. And then the new mechanic and allies obviously are the allies. Do you have any thoughts on these two mechanics?
What is it? The split pile. Yeah, it's okay for me. I read the Silly Potter interview where they said it's too many decisions, but I think it's fine. I mean, I don't like clashes either, and I don't like Shaman. Mm. Shaman makes the games very long and boring, and clashes the same thing, just long, boring games.
Yeah.
What are the other new cards? Oh, yeah, the traits. Mm-hmm. I can't even remember off the top of my head all the traits, but I remember there was like Reckless.
Yeah.
That's a pretty fun one. There was a game that was pretty fun against Ketri I played in some other tournament that I played, Wept, and they had, there was Reckless Charms, and they basically just piled Duchies and Charms in one turn with a bunch of Reckless Charms. It was pretty fun.
Wow. Oh my God.
So if you have like five Charms in play, or we'll say four, then you just gain a five costing card, and then you can buy one 5 costing, gain 8 Duchies, and that kind of thing. So
yeah. Wow. Yeah, I definitely have not thought through all the possibilities. I played like a tireless encampment game a couple weeks ago, and it was like so, I don't know, it just felt like so almost like cheating where you can just like, because tireless top lets deck. You yeah top deck at the end of yeah so it's like endless draw, endless like actions. It's
but if you have to have a gold in your hand or a plunder or the whatever it's called.
Yeah, plunder, but yeah. You can also top deck the plunder because it's also like in the tireless pile, okay. Right? Yeah. So it's like,
look at that.
Yeah.
So many combinations that I just don't even know about still.
I'm like, oh, exactly. Cool. Yeah.
True. Yeah.
And now we get a new one next, like
in, there's a new expansion?
Yeah, in March, I guess. So not like now, but soon. Like definitely too soon for me, I feel.
Yeah, it's like I'm getting confused all the time of some events that are costing like the same amount, and I get confused which one's which, and then I think it's one thing and it's another thing, or I buy a card and I think it's one card and it's another card.
Yeah, totally. And that happens to me too. And then you have like something like Rush and Deliver and they're the same cost, and it's like, which one? Ah! Yeah.
I always feel like people are finding really cool strategies that I just don't know about. Like,
yeah.
There was that one with was like Traveling Fair and Counting House, like those kind of things that are just completely crazy, and I don't even know of them anymore.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, help.
Yeah, help.
Okay, so you also love Trail Perfect.
Perfect. You passed the test.
Yes, exactly. I don't have to like work around this interview. Perfect.
You like Trail? Not really. This interview's over.
Exactly. Bye. Hope you lose. Yes. So are there any players that you have not played against yet in any setting that you would like to play against sometime?
Never played against Mick. I don't think I never played a match against Mick.
Oh, well, you know what you have to do then.
Yeah. And a lot of the Japanese players I haven't played. I only played Silly Potter and lost, but the other ones I haven't played against them, so I don't know how that is. But I also like, it's tricky with the language barrier stuff because I kind of like chatting a little bit. So
yeah.
And it's, I can't really chat with the Japanese players so much.
No. And also like I completely underestimated this. So usually we have SSLY, who is Japanese, who like does the interviews with the Japanese players, and they are traveling this year, and so I'm doing like all the interviews, and it's very exciting because like most of the translators that I use just like sometimes it's just like wildly different, like the translation, and I was not aware that was like such a big thing, because I feel like with at least with like German and English, I feel like the translation was pretty accurate. So I just didn't expect there to be like these complications with Japanese.
It's an art form, I guess, translation, I think.
Oh, yeah for
sure. Plus people who can speak like perfectly English and perfectly Japanese are super rare. And they you kind of have to have the two parents, like one speaking Japanese and one English. You have both in your brain as a kid, and then you have really this.
Yeah. Yeah, it's super fascinating. I don't know
how were you doing the interviews? Were you just sending the questions by mail and then receiving the answers back? Or are you doing it by like video like this?
No. I type
Okay.
them. I have like the English, like I try to use like simple, like short sentences and stuff to like have the translation be as accurate as possible. But then I also like I try to be very polite, but then like I type in, please take your time answering the questions, and then the translation will be like, take your time. And like, why can't I say please?
Doesn't
I
exist in jet. You can't say please.
was
Or
like, ah. No, you can't. You can't be polite in this like very polite society.
those like false friends where you type something and then it's just like comes out completely the
Oh my
opposite of what you
God.
meant, and you're
Yeah,
like, no, I didn't mean
that would be
that.
terrible, yeah. But so far, everything has worked out well, so.
Please don't worry about this. And like a translation's like, definitely worry about this. Be worried. Be afraid.
You have 1 hour to to answer all these questions. Okay, do you spec other people's matches? I mean, you already talked a little bit about this.
Yeah, I spec'd the recent game, VR Smith game that I got kicked, but I was watching that one.
I mean,
I
yeah.
watched some other championship games. I was watching like a few other ones that were nice. I also like to spec indeed the championship because it's more exciting. So you have like the and there's more spectators. People are talking more. It's nice when people are like interacting in chat. Then sometimes you have a match where there's like 10 people or but no one's saying anything. So you type something and then no one says anything and you're like, oh, okay, well. I like when there's some kind of like there's like, the chat's going and there's people talking on the mic and stuff and it's kind of exciting. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So are there like particular players that you like to watch, or you are just here for the experience and the
Just the high level games. So any all the good players I'm watching if I have time, I mean, if I want to, yeah.
Or if you are
If I happen to be on Discord and there happens to be a match, then yeah, I'll check it out. Doesn't matter who, if it's a good match.
nice. I think you're not like that active on the Discord, but I still would
Not
like
really,
to
no.
know what your three favorite channels are on the main server.
I like the Dominion by Donald X. Vaccarino. I like that
Perfect. Okay.
one. Yeah.
And then
And there's a Canadian one.
the tunes.
And the Shuffle IT one, so those three, I guess.
Perfect.
If I had to choose, I don't know. I click on videos, so then I can watch a video. I watch the oh Find the Win. I use and I do less now, but I like Find the Win. I like the puzzles, so it's really fun. And video Find the Win and I don't know matches. Dominion. I think it's Dominion. Dominion. It's called.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are my top three. General, Dominion,
Perfect.
and videos. And Find the Win. So there, four, top four.
Perfect. Well, I guess unless there's anything else you'd like to share, that's it from me.
Nope.
And good luck for your quarterfinal. And good luck
Thanks. I'll try my
for
best. We'll see if I don't get like completely washed out, but I'll I'll try to be concentrated and not make too many weird mistakes that I do sometimes.
Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed. All
Yeah,
right. Thank you
thanks.
so much.
Yeah, welcome.
Bye.
Thanks for having me. Bye.